2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has fashioned us for the selfsame thing is Yahweh, who has also given to us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Master. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Master. Wherefore we labor, that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of the Messiah, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Master, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to Yahweh, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but give you occasion to boast on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which boast in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to Yahweh, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of the Messiah constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live to themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yes, though we have known the Messiah after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in the Messiah, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. And all things are of Yahweh, who has reconciled us to himself by Yahshua the Messiah, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, which is that Yahweh was in the Messiah, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for the Messiah, as though Elohim did beseech you by us. We pray you in the Messiah's stead, be ye reconciled to Yahweh. For the one who did not know sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of Yahweh in him. End of chapter.